And my final guest on the program this evening is a postdoctoral fellow in composition here in the MU School of Music. It's Carolina Heredia. Welcome to Classical 90.5.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And if her name and her voice sounds familiar, it's because we visited a few months ago as part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival before she arrived here in Columbia to do a postdoc. Carolina was a resident composer at this past summer's Mizzou International Composers Festival. You wrote a piece, An Alarm Will Sound, premiered it. How was that process?
It was great. I knew the group because they're pretty famous in the environment of new music. So I wrote for them having their sound in mind. It took me a couple of months, and we finally workshopped it here. You know, just like review some stuff that worked well, some stuff that didn't work so well. We did some changes, and the premiere was just fantastic. So I'm looking forward to hear the recording, which is going to take a couple of months.
Now you are here in Columbia at the MU School of Music as a postdoctoral fellow in composition. You're here for 2 school years. How will you spend your time during those 2 years?
My time is going to be divided in two. Half of the time I will be teaching, including some private lessons and the seminar in composition. And my second semester of this year, I will also be teaching a class that is called Intermedia that talks a little bit about what I've been focusing on for the last years, working with multimedia, incorporating a lot of technology and like live interaction. So that's going to be next semester. I guess I'm going to spend this semester kind of designing the class. And the other half is dedicating my time to research, that for a composer, that means composing. I have in mind composing a mini opera, a short opera about 30 minutes long. We'll be incorporating these like intermedia and interactive elements. And I think I will spend my first year just planning, because this takes a lot of planning. So the first year I will just be looking for the libretto, looking for my collaborators, starting to design like the form, the shape of the music. And my second year will be actually doing all that.
Your bio says that you are pursuing a doctorate in music composition at the University of Michigan. Have you finished, or are you still working on that?
Yes, and that, I guess that has to be updated. I graduated in May of this year. So, yeah, I'm already out of school.
All right, let's call her Dr. Carolina Heredia, my guest on Mizzou Music this evening. She's here at the School of Music to participate in a postdoctoral fellowship. What is the role of a postdoc?
Well, to me, what that means to me, it's a great opportunity for experiencing teaching at a college level. Even though for my doctorate, I did teach at the University of Michigan, the courses that I taught were oral skills and electronic music, which are not necessarily dedicated to composition. So to me, this is an amazing opportunity to actually start experiencing teaching what is specifically my field. So I'm very excited about that.
That was Carolina Heredia. She is a postdoctoral fellow here at the University of Missouri School of Music for the next 2 school years. She was also a resident composer for the Mizzou International Composers Festival this last summer here in Columbia. Up next, here is her work, Luce in Bello, recorded live at the University of Iowa, Riverside Recital Hall, October 4th, 2014. The clarinetist here is Thiago de Souza, joined by the Jack Quartet. The Jack Quartet will perform Carolina Heredia's dissertation work on Friday, October 27th in MU's Whitmore Recital Hall. You can find details about that event and all upcoming MU School of Music events on their website, music.missouri.edu. My thanks to Carolina Heredia, Sam Griffith, and Brandon Boyd for being guests on the program this week. We'll do it again next Wednesday in the 6 o'clock hour. Thanks for tuning in to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.